Welcome to MadTech Daily, your daily dose of the most exciting developments in marketing and technology. I'm Dot, and today we're diving into some stories covering retail, social media, and Q3 results. Breaking news: the US Department of Justice plans to ask a judge to force Google to sell its Chrome browser, Bloomberg reports. Following an August ruling that Google monopolized search, the DOJ may also seek measures addressing artificial intelligence and Google's Android system, according to sources familiar with the matter. Amazon is making waves with their latest venture into the budget shopping space. They've launched Haul, a mobile-only shopping app that's taking direct aim at competitors Temu and Shein. The new platform caps prices at $20, with most items expected to cost less than $10. Following the playbook of their competitors, Haul is embracing longer shipping times to keep those prices low. For now, this shopping experiment is exclusively available to US customers. Over in Australia, there's been an interesting development in the ongoing debate about social media regulation, as the Labor government plans a social media ban for all children aged under 16. An Australian parliamentary inquiry into the matter has fallen short of recommending the ban. They suggest a more comprehensive approach, including the creation of a dedicated digital affairs ministry. They're also pushing for better digital literacy programs and transparency requirements similar to what we're seeing in the EU's Digital Services Act. And finally, let's talk numbers from Dentsu's latest earnings report. While EMEA showed impressive growth at 7.1%, things weren't so rosy in the APAC region, which saw an 11.6% decline. Japan managed to buck the trend with 2.7% growth, while the Americas experienced a 4% dip. That's everything on today's MadTech Daily. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dot, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more industry updates. Until then.